it's not that bad. I'm looking at a website for that an old friend has up, and I'm just checking it out. I just don't want to drop names or anything like that. Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, I've had a big deal. I turned around and heard you see you were up there, you know, you were out there on the net, so I figured I'd just see what you were up to and see how things are going. Talked with Drew here a few days ago, and he's going to be sending me some information on some of the stuff he's got going on, and we're going to kind of collaborate and maybe come up with a meet and greet. I don't know if you heard that, but to figure out a day to get up there and meet Drew and hopefully meet you also. Yeah, I think you mentioned something about that the other night. I don't have any further details. I haven't actually asked Drew. It slipped my mind when talking to him. Yeah, not a big deal. We just got some ideas we've been throwing back and forth, and yeah, some ideas on, yeah, self-sufficiency, electricity saving, you name it, just a lot of things that we're interested in, that he's interested in, and definitely my wife is interested in as far as the straw bale houses and a lot of different things. So, yeah, no big deal. I just wondered if you heard it, and hopefully, yeah, we get up there some point in time, see Drew, hopefully we get to meet you also. Yeah, man, I think that would be great. What are the details that you know of now? Like what time frame are you guys looking at? No, we haven't yet, Brandon. He was gonna send me some information, and the wife actually wanted me to ask Drew if he could send her some pictures of the straw bale projects he's working on, because she's really interested in that on the property we've got here. So, no, we haven't come up with anything conclusive, but we'll definitely, I mean, it's something that's going to be planned, so we'll definitely let you know. I'll let you know. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, fill me in, because there's always gaps. I have been up there. I've worked on the SBH, or the straw bale house. It's cool. It's literally just walls of straw bales, and then they've chicken wired the outside and done stucco and drywall like normal construction on the inside. It's crazy. Yeah, me and my wife, we've read a lot on it, and she's really interested in it. I'd like to learn more about it, and it sounds like Drew might just be the person to that I learned from. She's reads a lot on it, and she follows, you know, the progress and the procedures in order to do it. And I don't know. Yeah, it's something that I'm curious, definitely curious, along with a lot of other things that he's got going on. And we talked about hydroponics and basically using duck ponds for basically a hydroponic type situation. So, yeah, it's he's interested in a lot of stuff I'm interested in, but sounds like he might have a little bit more knowledge than I've got. So, yeah, I definitely, it's something that we're looking forward to. Yeah, if hydroponics is a thing that you want to get more knowledge on, he's absolutely the guy to do that. Yeah, he's been doing it for at least the last 20-plus years that I know of. So he's, he's dealt with hardships and setbacks. And, yep, I remember being there shoveling gravel with him when he had his place in Ashland and getting things back online. So, yeah, he knows what he's talking about. Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me. Yeah, I'm actually interested in a little bit of both. I mean, I haven't tried getting into it as far as hydroponics or aquaponics. But, yeah, I'm definitely interested in both, and it sounds like he's got knowledge in both. So, yeah, it's definitely something that, we really want to, we're waiting for the information from him, and it's definitely something we want to get up there and do a meet and greet. Yeah, meet you especially. You were my first contact with the family, so, yeah, I definitely want to get up there and meet you guys. Family to family is what I say. Hey, right on, John, and I will be over there on the 21st, so I will make sure that I have the KF600 programmed into my HT, and we'll make contact. We'll make it happen. Okay, yeah, that sounds great. Brandon, maybe we could do lunch or do something. I know what you're going up there for, so, yeah, maybe when you're done, if you've got the time, yeah, we could turn around and get together and go have lunch or do something. That'd be great. It'd be perfect opportunity to do a meet and greet with you. That sounds good to me. Yeah, that definitely sounds like a good time to me as well. Let's keep in contact. I will bounce things off the missus, and let's try to narrow this down. Okay, what date did you say that was? The 21st, a.k.a. the last day of summer. Okay, that's, let's see. 21st of this month is on a Saturday. A firm. That sounds good to me, Brandon. Definitely, 100%. It'd be great to meet you. It'd be great to meet all of you, whoever's there. Yeah, it definitely would.
Looking forward to it, John. Looking forward to it.
All right, Brandon. Well, I just got done feeding mine. The wife's still out feeding. Yeah, and she's out still tending chickens. We got all the ducks taken care of, the dogs, the hybrids, and everybody else taken care of. And you know, we got a few more steps to make, but I heard you on there, and I heard you check in tonight on the net, so I figured I'd give you a shout and see what was up, but definitely looking forward to it, Brandon. You guys have a good one. God bless. And you guys have a good night. WSBT 889. We will be monitoring for a few.
Hey, I appreciate the shout out, John. God bless you and yours and the Republic. WRZD 517.